I'm back with Stuart. Can I ask, I've been seeing a lot of schools with iPads, and there's a real focus on using apps that are there. And in your school at the minute with the Android, it seems that you're quite content to be using the browser. Is there plans for the different classrooms, the different teachers, different subject areas to identify apps from the Android marketplace, for instance, that could complement and enhance learning within their own subject domains?
Yeah, we've talked about that with IT staff. It would be good to look at certain subject apps, but the issue is getting them on the tablet. I mean, we looked at LearnPad, but LearnPad was quite basic. It was quite simple. So I think we are looking into it, but I think the issue is finding a way to get them all onto the tablets and not doing it individually. And that's the issue.
Okay.
So I think IT have said that there is software there that they might buy.
Do you think that there's a tension between the personalisation agenda for young learners with digital tools and the fact that this is a shared resource, and so in essence this is still, do you think it would be beneficial for pupils to have their own device? And how do you think that would impact on the way they use it?
I think, I don't mind in my class, if they want to use a phone to do research, they can use that I can trust them. And education's going that way. I mean, with the new curriculum for excellence, look at different ways to teach children, and using mobile devices brings it to life for them. Makes it more exciting, it makes it more appealing, and not just using textbooks or listening to the teacher. So I think in terms of education, mobile devices are crucial. Expanding education.
But do you think that as opposed to sharing a device and having their own device, do you think that would change the way in which a learner uses technology in a seamless way to support their learning?
I mean, if it's shared.
If yours are shared at the moment, but if they had their own device.
Well, I suppose the good thing about that, they've got their own device, they can personalise it. If they want apps for it, they can download apps. So it's quite hard to now, having 29 shared tablets, to make it personalised. Because it's hard to do work on them because they're shared. But if they had their own device, they can maybe get a micro SD card or a mini USB stick, and they can keep that tablet and they can do work in it. They can save their documents. They can put it onto Glow. And crucially, they can download their own apps. But right now, it's because they're shared, it's harder to do that.
Yes.
It would be ideal to do that, but it's finding the software and the time to get the apps onto the tablets. One thing we've looked at is Splashtop, which we're going to use after the holidays. Splashtop basically makes an Android tablet, a teacher tablet, a mobile tablet. It's connected to my whiteboard.
Yes.
So whatever's on my computer, I control it on my tablet.
Okay.
And I can go around the class and show it to the kids, my tablet, and they can make changes to it. So if they're doing work, or if I'm asking questions or giving them examples, I can show them my tablet and they can say, oh, is this correct? Or how would you make that better? And what they type in appears on the board.
Okay. So, sounds nice.
So we're going to look at Splashtop. And we are thinking about apps as well.
Great. Well, I do.
Especially for fourth-year pupils who have exams quite soon, and for higher pupils, like revision apps.
Okay.
To enhance their learning and enhance their revision.
Okay. Thanks very much.